Williams.
Well, back to politics now, where so far it's a three-horse race to lead the National Party. There is Judith Collins.
I am a very decisive and strong leader. But the other point is that I've had 6 years in opposition before coming into government. And it's at that stage that I really honed my skills. And even my worst detractors would not say that I was anything other than an extremely effective opposition MP.
And Simon Bridges is also in.
My colleague know me as a senior minister who's great in government, who's done a really strong job and a bunch of difficult portfolios. So I think they know my leadership style well. I feel, as I say, quite geared up about this, really have a good time over the next couple of weeks and try and win.
And Amy Adams is the latest to announce her leadership bid, and Amy Adams is with me. And hello to you, Amy. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Larry.
So,
nice to be here.
What support do you think you've got at this point?
Well, look, I only sort of started this campaign less than 24 hours ago when Bill announced. Up until then, I had hoped that he would stay on. But in that short time, I've been incredibly overwhelmed by the amount of support I've had from caucus colleagues, from constituents, from people around New Zealand. But, you know, it's day one of a two-week process. I've got very strong support, and the next 2 weeks is about getting out and talking to all of the caucus and hopefully getting their support.
What sets you apart from the likes of Judith Collins and Simon Bridges, do you believe?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think, you know, I've only been in Parliament 9 years. I came into Parliament the same year as Simon Bridges and Jacinda Ardern. So I think that fresh approach and fresh direction for the party is something that I absolutely offer. At the same time, I've had a very strong experience in government as a minister with 10 different portfolios that I've run. But more than that, actually, it's more than politics. It's about my whole life history and journey, you know, from growing up in Auckland in a house of a solo mum with not a lot of money, making my way as a lawyer, training, working in the commercial sector, marrying a sheep farmer, raising my kids, being on the board of trustees, doing things that most New Zealand families do. I think that allows me to straddle sort of urban and rural New Zealand in a way that's pretty unique, and also demonstrate a very strong track record in getting things done.
Yeah, I read somewhere today, Amy, I can't remember who it was, said, you know, you got the brains, you got the experience, you got the policy expertise, no question about that, but they were questioning whether you had the X factor. What do you say about that?
Well, what I'd say is that over the last certainly 6 years as a minister, but actually over the 9 years, my job has been to, A, work really hard in my electorate, and I think my, you know, growing majorities in my electorate over the past four elections has shown that I've done that, and also to work really hard on my portfolios. And I'm really proud of the work I've done on those. It hasn't been to have a big national presence and national recognition factor. That's the leader's job. If the National Party caucus decides that I'm who they want to take us into the election, then my job changes. And it is to have that national presence and have people get to know me. I think when people do get to know me, they respond to my straightforwardness, my integrity, and my sort of clear approach to things. And I think that becomes clear. I think, you know, you step up to a new role and you show a different side of yourself, and that's what I want to do.
All right, what about policies? Will you change direction? I mean, you're said to be centre-right, and maybe National has drifted a bit left. What do you say about that?
I describe myself as sort of fiscally conservative and socially pretty liberal.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe in the necessity of having a strong economy that creates jobs and opportunities for New Zealanders, that pays for all the things that you know, government provides. That is fundamental and critical. But I also want to see New Zealanders have every opportunity to get ahead and our system work in a way that supports the most vulnerable. And look, I was the first ever Minister of Social Investment under Bill English, and that was an incredible privilege, because I think that approach of understanding and working differently with those most vulnerable, most chaotic families is something that we just have to do. And I think that's given me a rare insight into how we do that. But look, across the board from economics, I was the first, the second ever woman to chair the Finance Committee. I was an Associate Finance Minister. I've been in the environment space. I've been in ICT and infrastructure. I've been in the social space. And that gives me a breadth of understanding across policy that I think does give me a real advantage.
All right. Well, I think it's going to be a fair fight, do you think? Or blood?
Oh, I think it will be. No, yeah. Look, I think it will be fair. I like and respect Simon and Judith. We've all got something to offer. We all think we're the best person for the job. I certainly, you know, think I am, and as I know the others do too. But at the end of it, we know we all have to work together, and that's fundamentally important to us.
Good stuff. Thank you, Amy. That is Amy Adams. News Talk ZB. It's now 18 to 6.